It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to maximize your health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
All right. How you guys doing? Hope you're having a beautiful morning. I mean, it's a great day, as always. I'm excited for this weekend. I'm excited for this week coming up. Easter's coming up. We're going to be going away for the Easter weekend. And I'm excited to bring some information for you today, though. And information I bring to you, I always try to bring the best information I can get, right? Research. I look up stuff all the time. I'm reading stuff all the time, listening to stuff all the time. Try to give you the most cutting edge research I can bring you. And when it comes to diet, nutrition, weight loss, any of these things, so much of it has to do with nutrient deficiency. So you can be so deficient in nutrients, and people just try to chase it down however they can, right? Just trying to find out however they can get those nutrients in their body. But there's some key information you really need to know. And I use this every time I talk, every time I speak in a community at events, workshops. I always talk about the dirty dozen and clean 15. And that's something the Environmental Working Group puts out every single year. And they just released the 2024 Dirty Dozen. So, in releasing that, also they released a shopper's guide to pesticides and produce. And it serves as a reminder that we still have a long way to go when it comes to cleaning up the food system. This year, the report found that nearly 75% of non-organic samples tested positive for at least one pesticide. And get this, kale. Right, kale, the granddaddy of nutrients, collard greens, mustard greens, along with hot peppers and bell peppers, had 101 to 103 pesticides. So our food is seriously polluted. Even you can't taste the pesticides. So you're eating these foods. Oh, it tastes great. I know people that say my beef tastes great, but it's corn fed, right? It's grain fed, and that's not a natural diet for beef. So vegetables and fruits we're going to be talking about today. In addition, blueberries and green beans, which were added to the list last year, remain alarmingly one of the highest levels of toxic pesticides out of all the things they tested. So you just really need to know. And I'm so happy for EWG, Environmental Working Group. It's EWG.org. If you want to look it up, I'm so happy they do this because it just gives us, I can't go out and test everything. I don't have the resources to go test everything, but I'm so glad they do it. And they have so many other things too. So if you go to EWG.org, you can find apps for scanning barcodes on skincare products and other things there too. So the key findings of this year's report, right? So the 2024 guide comes with data, 47,510 samples of 46 fruits and vegetables with the U.S. Department of Agriculture and Food and Drug Administration washing and testing the samples. Now, the USDA and FDA found traces of 254 separate pesticides. Some of these pesticides, they've been banned by the EPA for a long time. And across all 12 Dirty Dozen items, 95% of the samples had pesticides. Okay, so that's, I'm going to stop right there. 95% of the non-organic vegetables you eat have pesticides on them. And, they could be carcinogenic, they could be hormone damaging, there could be so many things going on with them, but 95% of them have pesticides. 6% of green beans sample were found to have organophosphate insecticides, which can harm your central nervous system. The vast majority, more than 90% of strawberries, apples and cherries and spinach, nectarines and grapes tested positive for two more pesticides. There are 209 total pesticides found on the Dirty Dozen produce. More than 50 of the pesticides are found on 11 of the Dirty Dozen crops, excluding cherries, which I love, by the way. I eat cherries all the time. A little tip, right? If you want a great snack, put cherries in the freezer or buy frozen cherries because they're picked at the peak of ripeness and you can eat them right then. So frozen organic cherries, phenomenal. Every Dirty Dozen list had at least 13 pesticides detected and up to 23. As noted, kale, collard greens, and mustard greens, along with some peppers, had the most pesticides. And prohibited from use on green beans since 2011, 6% of green beans sampled tested positive for neurotoxic. It means your nervous system becomes damaged or irritated by this toxin, neurotoxic organophosphate insecticide acephate. So it's a mouthful to say that, but it's a nasty pesticide that they spray on crops, and it's been banned, this one. So, and it's still on green beans. Nearly 65% of the Clean 15 list samples had no detectable pesticides. So that's good. So the Clean 15, that's the good news. So Dirty Dozen is the bad news, right? I would say Clean 15 is the good news. Less than 2% of avocado and sweet corn sampled detected pesticides, making them the cleanest produce. And slightly more than 10% of the Clean 15 samples had two or more pesticides. No sample from the first six Clean 15 items tested positive for more than three pesticides. So I'm going to read through them. The Dirty Dozen list and a Clean 15 list. The Dirty Dozen list, which was just released in March of 2024, number one, Dirty Dozen, right? The dirtiest crops are grown with the most pesticides. And they're pretty much grown in abnormal soil, how they'd be naturally raised. So because of that, you need so much pesticides to grow them. Number one's strawberries. Number two, spinach. Number three is kale, collard, and mustard greens. Number four is grapes. Number five is peaches. And for those parents out there, you know, we buy so many grapes for our kids. And even if you wash them off, they get so many pesticides. It's number four highest on the Dirty Dozen list. Number five is peaches. Number six, pears. Number seven is nectarines. Number eight is apples. Number nine is bell and hot peppers. Ten is cherries. 11 is blueberries. And 12 is green beans. Now, okay, I'm going to go on this is the light side, right? We have the dark side and a light side, or white side, whatever you want to say. Clean 15 includes produce that is at least likely to be contaminated by pesticides. In the Clean 15 list, avocados, number one. Number one cleanest food. I love avocados. You should eat one every day. Just a little bit of salt on them. They're fantastic. Sweet corn, number two. Pineapple, number three. Onions, number four. Papaya, number five. Sweet peas, number six. Number seven's asparagus. Number eight's honeydew melon. Number nine, kiwi. 10, cabbage. 11, watermelon. 12, mushrooms. 13, mangoes. 14, sweet potatoes. And 15, carrots. I don't know about you guys, I could live off that list. That list sounds delicious to me. You have good healthy fats from avocados. You have great fruit, right? Pineapple, papaya. You have onions, which are great for you too. They have allicin in them. Peas, asparagus. I mean, my gosh, this is a great, healthy, delicious mix of food. So, you know, I would live off those things. Now, they found a lot of fungicides in the Dirty Dozen too. So that's something we need to pay attention to. Not just pesticides and herbicides, but fungicides. And one of the most prevalent pesticides found on them are the fungicides. So I'm going to try to pronounce these words. A little bit tough. Fludioxanil, pyraclostrobin, boxalid, and pyrimethamethanil. So those are fungicides, and they may pose risk to humans, particularly in hormone balance. So if you find your sex drive is decreased, you find you have more cortisol, more belly fat. This is what we deal with our weight loss clients all the time. So many hormonal issues, and a lot of it has to do with what we're eating. And people think organic is just garbage, you know, it's for hippies or whatever. No, you really need to be aware of what food you put in your body. Fludioxanil was found in 90% of peaches and nearly 30% of the Dirty Dozen samples. And it's problematic because a fungicide is linked to breast cancer because it acts like estrogen. So when you take this, it increases your estrogen as a female, increases breast cancer, can increase other reproductive cancers. And as men, right, it's going to have harmful effects to your reproduction. It's going to lower your testosterone. So, you know, you have to be very, very careful with this. Now, I just want to warn, there's a worrisome side. We're talking about citrus, and it has a lot of worrisome side effects. And they put red flags up when it comes to non-organic citrus over the years. And even though citrus didn't land on the Dirty Dozen list, the organic organization found that almost 90% of the citrus samples analyzed in 2020 tested positive for imazilil, a fungicide that can interfere with hormone levels. And EPA dubbed this fungicide a likely human carcinogen. So just need to be careful with that. So, you know, everybody should, every year, it's kind of weird. I can't wait for the Dirty Dozen Clean 15 to come out because I download it. I research everything on there. I share it in talks because if you're eating, now you should be eating organic food, ultimately. These are all non-organic foods. If you're eating organic food, you won't have anything to worry about. Even the Dirty Dozen, if you're eating organically, it's fine. And it has a higher nutrient value too. So with that, you know, you can have higher nutrient quality, you can have less toxins in it. It's so much more beneficial to you. Now, when you're dealing with weight loss issues or any nutrition issue, one of the biggest things we find is malnutrition. Now, I know what you're saying. Now, people have too much nutrition. You're right. Too much macronutrients, too little micronutrients. I guarantee you, one of you right now is listening. You're saying, what even does that mean? I mean, I want to lose weight. What does too little micronutrients mean? It means we get plenty carbs, proteins, and fats. So we eat plenty of those. And over a long time of being deficient in your vitamins and minerals, the micronutrients, your body, your metabolism just really slows down and shuts down. So you might be someone who's eating like a salad a day. That's it. And not losing weight, even putting weight on. It could be bloating, holding more water, you know, holding more, just bloating in your stomach, putting on weight. And it's really, I tell you what, it's one of the most stressing things for people that we see in our office. They come in, they have more weight in their body. They're holding more weight all the time and they're eating clean. And I know a lot of you guys say you're eating clean. You might not be telling the truth, but I've seen so many people are really eating clean and they're in a starvation mode. Their body's not dropping weight. And we call these people hard losers. And that's what we really specialize in. Like if you're someone who is a hard loser, you're someone who's saying, you know, I really do a lot of stuff. I exercise, I eat well, and I just can't drop the weight. And it's because your metabolism is damaged. It's simple. So you're the person, if you go to the gym, work out harder, you diet harder, you're not going to lose weight. You're not. I'm telling you, you might lose a couple pounds, but the couple pounds you lost damage your metabolism further because you're pushing through all the stress, all the starvation mode your body's currently in. In order to drop those couple pounds, you have to go super hard, eat super clean, almost fast the whole time, and then you drop a couple pounds. But then as soon as you stop working that hard, then the weight comes on and it brings more weight with it because you damage your metabolism. So you really need to have a super sophisticated look at it. If you're a hard loser, you can't just go about it the same way other people do. I know so many people who just eat too many devil dogs, ring dings, Twinkies, you know, too many smack cakes, Sara Lee, Otis Spunkemeyer, you know, all these people that became their best friends over time. You know, it's not your problem. You really, if you get rid of those, and I think you know it, I think if you just discipline yourself and drop those foods, you lose the weight. But that's not the people we see. And I'll tell you, it's growing more and more. Matter of fact, there's a study that came out that showed more and more people are obese and overweight now than, you know, 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago. But less people are trying to lose weight. It's crazy because they tried. They tried so hard. The research says they tried and they gave up. And then all of a sudden I said, I just need to be happy where I'm at. And I'm cool with people being happy with who they are. I'm not happy with people being sick due to their weight on their body. And it creates lots of diseases, diabetes, cancer, heart disease. The major causes of death in our country have a big effect caused by obesity. And that's a big concern of mine. So I don't care how heavy someone is. There could be really healthy people with a little extra weight in their body. And people may think they're not healthy because they don't look like the person on the cover of the magazine, you know, as they're passing by, you know, a store. But they're super healthy. They just need to drop a little more weight. But some people being hard losers, it's very difficult. I'm just telling you right now, it's almost impossible. And if you're trying to just lose weight and you've given up, I get it. You know, at some point in my life, I was with the same mindset where it's almost impossible to lose weight. There's a way. There really is. You know, I tell the story all the time. I was holding on to weight. I was 222 pounds. I had extra weight in my body. And I just kind of got fed up. And I said, I'm going to do my program. As crazy as it is, I never did my program. I researched the heck out of it, talked to every health expert that you probably can name. And we figured out exactly why people are holding on to weight. But I never did it myself. And I'd eat pretty clean, but, you know, I'd snack and whatnot to keep the weight on. So I did the program and immediately, every day you get up, it's a pound or two less. Seriously, you wake up every single day, get on a scale and see your scale's down a pound or two. And it's really wild and it's super inspiring because if you're losing a pound or two a day, it helps you to want to go harder, to do more because you know it's working. The worst thing you can ever do is try to lose weight and not have it work, right? Try to lose weight and lose a couple pounds over a month or two. And I know people that say, I lost 10 pounds, it's been 6 months, isn't that great? And it's not bad. I'm happy for you. I really am. If you lost 10 pounds over 6 months, good. But we lose 10 pounds in a week, right? In a week, people lose weight. And people say, well, isn't that bad for you? It can be. It can be if you're doing it wrong. If you're doing it wrong, if you're just starving yourself, you haven't replaced your micronutrients. We have technology that specifically can find out and help you replace the exact micronutrition that you're deficient in. So we test you with that. We test you and find out exactly what you're deficient in. We plug in those micronutrients. And then when we do that and put you on a nutrient-dense diet. And nutrient density doesn't mean caloric density. It means high nutrient density, such as a bowl of kale has so much more nutrition in it than a bowl of pasta, right? And pasta has so many more calories to it. So we can put you in a high density, nutritional density diet. And then we find out, like I said, exactly what you're deficient in, and weight falls off. It's crazy. And what I ate, I'll tell you exactly what I ate. And you could eat this way. I'm going to give you my secret sauce of what I did when I lost weight. You probably won't lose the weight because you haven't figured out what you're deficient in. We have many husbands and wives to do the program together, but maybe one of them will do our process, our initial process, and figure out exactly what they're deficient in. They'll lose weight. They will. But one of them who doesn't know what they're deficient in, they'll cap off quickly. So lose 10 pounds and they'll stop losing weight. Another person will keep dropping weight. The body shape will change, all this stuff. And another person eventually joins on and says, I need to know what's going on with myself. And they figure it out. Yeah, there's a cost to it. I mean, honestly, I'll be straightforward with you. I have so many people tell me that their health's a priority. But I tell them, I say, show me your bank account and I'll tell you what's a priority. And I'm not trying to be rude or dig into your personal business, but show me your bank account and I'll show you what's a priority. Because we don't spend that much money on health. Yet the greatest thing we have, our greatest wealth, comes from our health. If we don't have our health, we don't feel good. We're moving towards disease. Our body's failing us. And eventually we're going to die young. You know, so why not invest in our health? It's so important to put a little bit of money into our health, fix our metabolism, and then not have a weight issue or a health issue or an appearance issue or insecurity issue from that point forward. So I'm going to encourage you. I'm going to challenge everybody who's listening to this. If you're a hard loser, if you're someone who says, I cannot lose weight, it's very difficult for me, give us a call. Give us a call. We'll try to set up a time and help you out. For the first five people who calls every week, we do the whole exam process for free. You come in, do the exam process for free. It's $150 normally. We'll do it for free and you can figure out what's going on with you. So we only do that with five people, but I'm really serious about if you want to come in and do that, just be tight with it. Be serious. Want to lose weight, not be someone who wants to feel it out. Want to lose weight. And we're here to help you. We really are. You know, so, you know, give us a call. My phone number is 845-897-LOSS. And that's 845-897-5677. And for the first five people, right, we'll know who called, leave us a message Sunday morning, right? We'll figure it out Monday morning. First five people call, we'll get back to you. And we'll let you know you're the first five people. You can come in for free and we'll gladly do that exam process for you. But the thing I'm going to challenge you with, you know, if you have a weight issue, give us a call anyway. Call us tomorrow, the next day, and we'll set you up at a time. It may cost you $150 to do the exam. I know it's money. I get it. And trust me, it's worth it, the amount of time we give you. We give you an hour of testing, coaching, a whole nine yards. But if you do it, your life will change. It will change. In 2 months from now, you could be down, you know, 40 pounds, or you could be the same person. But invest in your health. I challenge everybody to invest in their health. And if you do, you'll never be sorry. So give us a call. It's 845-897-5677. I look forward to hearing from you. Right. I really do. I want to connect with you. I want to see you getting healthier, lose weight. People walk in the office after a month of doing a program. I almost don't recognize. And they look like a different person. They lost weight. Their body shape changed. Their face changes, right? This changes so quickly. And I look at them. I have to do a double take. I recognize them, but I have to do a double take because they look like a different person. And it's amazing. I love it. So give us a call. You won't be sorry. I promise. Take care of your health first and everything else follows. All right. So I'm going to talk about some information. It's going to relate to, I believe, many people listen to the show, right? Many people suffer with symptoms, probably driving now, your back hurts, you know, maybe you have a headache, maybe you have other stuff, but I'm going to go over the main issues that many people have and how to get them better. So first off, the number one cause for disability, as far as musculoskeletal issues are, back pain. Next, headaches. Next, bowel problems, impaired mental clarity, ear infections, stiff neck, arthritis and joint pain, scoliosis, asthma, blood pressure, pregnancy problems, organ functional issues, and surgery prevention. These are the top things that chiropractic helps with. And believe it or not, helps better with these issues than the majority of other treatments you could try to get. So if you're looking at how your body runs and heals, you know, you're going to hear there's a lot of issues your doctor is going to tell you to be treated medically for that chiropractic will help tremendously with. And the biggest thing, I'll tell you this right now, the biggest thing is if you're being adjusted and you're feeling better. I have this patient who has severe migraine headaches and his headaches, they're gone, right? He's amazed. They're gone. He's telling everybody, he owns a local restaurant. He's telling everybody that he knows his headaches are gone because he's not taking any pills to do it. He's not taking anything to do it. So if you take a pill, you're trying to solve the issue from the outside in, right? And your body knows how to function very, very well from the inside out. That's where all health comes from, the inside out. But if you try to take a pill, drink something, be injected, or have a scalpel come into your body to try to heal you, it's not going to work. Now, it can help you feel better, right? If you take ibuprofen, your pain could go away. Take OxyContin, it's very, very addictive, but your pain could go away. But it doesn't mean you're better. I had a patient come in yesterday. He had a disc issue, and a disc was sticking out. It was bulging. So he was told he had a slipped disc, but his disc was bulging. And a doctor gave him medication. He said, that'll fix it. Now, if you think about that rationally, just put on your logical hat. Is there any way medication can change the shape of his lower spine disc? It's impossible, right? So we got him under care. I called him last night. He said he's feeling tremendously better. So these are the things a chiropractor can help tremendously with. But despite the fact that so many people come in, we have a very busy office, there's still a lot of misconceptions about chiropractic care, including how it works, right? How we're trained. So basically, we have a whole PhD level advanced nutritional training. Our academic credits are very similar to a medical doctor. In the beginning, we start off, you know, anatomy, physiology, very similar. They go off in a direction of pharmacology and diagnostics. We go off in a direction of musculoskeletal issues, subluxation, spinal issues, how to correct them. So we have very similar hours of courses in college. But, you know, ultimately, we just do stuff differently. And I'm going to get into how chiropractic care works. So many people don't know this. They really don't know. Once you understand it, it really opens up a lot of eyes. So many people come in and say, my gosh, I never knew it could help me that way. So how's it work? And most of the benefits associated with chiropractic care are due to patients receiving specific chiropractic adjustments. So if you go to a therapist and they pop your spine, that's called a manipulation. They're just trying to pop stuff. Now, if you come into a chiropractor's office, especially one that takes specific x-rays, we can detail it right down almost microscopically where your vertebra is shifted, put it back closer to that ideal position, and over time, get it to relearn where it should be. So chiropractic adjustments help your body put into proper position, allows the body to heal itself. And that's a phenomenal thing, right? If your body can heal itself, then that's incredible. And the deal is our body should be able to heal themselves. I have so many people coming in saying, you can't believe how I'm doing. This woman, she came in and she couldn't close her hand. She couldn't make a fist. And she's about 3 weeks into care. And she came in one time after about a week or 2 weeks into care, held up a fist to my face. And I was like, what did I do to you? What's wrong? Why are you going to punch me? She said, no, I could close my hand in a fist. How impactful is that to her? She couldn't close her hand in a fist at all. Now she's closing it into a fist. By the next visit I saw her, it was starting to open back up. But now she can close it anytime she wants. Her hand works perfectly. I didn't inject her, do surgery on her hand. She was going to hand specialists and they were treating her hand. Nothing helped to close her hand. I adjusted her neck, got rid of the nerve pressure coming off her spine to her hand, and now her hand closes. What I love about this is so much, everybody says, what about the research? What about the research? I love the research. I look at the research all the time, but ultimately those results we see with patients are tremendous. I just love them. So just this past week, as someone came in with, like I said, massive migraines, they're gone. Couldn't close her hand, they're gone. Of course, back and neck pain, gone. Sciatic issues, gone. Going to the bathroom better, you know, it's not gone, but it's there. Thyroid functioning better, losing weight, not changing anything else. These are all incredible findings. And the reason why it works so well is because I'm not trying to inject them with something from the outside, not trying to put a pill in their body, have that pill search their entire body chemically and try to find the one area that's hurting and fix it. It's impossible because that's why pills have side effects or other effects, because go into your body, they have to search through your whole body trying to fix one area. But while they're trying to figure it out, they're affecting every area in your body. What I do, and I really hope you listen, it's something I'm really passionate about. If someone comes in, I take x-rays on them, and I feel everybody should have x-rays on them. Everybody should see that. Everybody goes to the dentist, make sure their teeth are healthy. No one knows what's going on with their spine. The spine, only people know what's going on if they have scoliosis, and that could be helped too. But if you have issues in your spine, and your spine's deviated or it's pulling or whatever, you probably have no pain while you're young. You may have no pain right now. Maybe once in a while you have pain. But that issue can be putting pressure on your spine and your nervous system, and everything from your brain coming through your spinal cord and the nerves that branch off, that is what's responsible for the running and healing of every cell in your body. So if there's any discommunication, any lack of connection, your body's not going to run right. And if it doesn't run right, it's going to eventually create disease. Christopher Reeves falls off a horse. And while he falls off a horse, he breaks his neck. His neurologist said he stopped 80% of what was traveling from his brain to his body, and his body failed. His lungs shut down, needed a respirator, needed a pacemaker in his heart, had portion of his colon removed. And that's what happens, but it happens much, much more slowly without as many symptoms in the beginning. Eventually, when you have pain, it's usually because you're stiff and you have arthritis, but you're very progressed. Now, an expert I shared the other week, a friend of mine said, if you have pain or symptoms of any disease, the new research shows you probably had that disease for at least 10 years. So I'm going to encourage everybody listening to the show, get checked out. Go to your chiropractor. Take an x-ray. See what's going on in your spine. You might find out something that 10 years from now may devastate you, may cause you to die, right? May cause your body not to run right. I had a person come in last week and she said, you know, her health is bad. Her parents' health are bad. She was about 50 years old. And I said, what's your life like in 10 years? And she said, I'm not going to be around in 10 years. She's not going to be around in 10 years. She's confident her health's that bad. And I'm doing everything I can to help her. I'm going to meet with her soon and go over her x-rays, her care plan, all that stuff. But she knows she's not going to be well. And if I could help her be well, that is tremendous, gratifying, and it can make all the difference for her. So if you want to be checked out, if you want to see what's going on, if you want to have an x-ray, go through the whole exam process, give us a call. We do it with 5 people each week for free. We don't do it for free anywhere else, just like with weight loss. If you call us at 845-896-1200, give us a call, leave a message, right? We'll know when you called by the message. And we'll get you in, take films, and see how you can be helped. Now, if you're beyond the fifth caller, call us anyway, right? Figure out if you can be helped. If you come in, we'll check you out. We'll go over all your options, what your insurance may or may not do, how much care costs, all the stuff. But remember, your health is your greatest wealth. Always invest in it. When you invest in your health, there's never a negative consequence to it, right? You never have any issues in your finances or body. So give me a call, 845-896-1200. Glad to get you in there. Glad to try to help you. Hey, guys, bless you. I really appreciate you, and I'm going to talk back at you next Sunday morning.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at whud.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.